The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, the spat between the government and the board of the Rotunda Hospital is continuing as the Taoiseach Micheál Martin warned the board to reflect on its decision. The spat originates from the hospital's decision not to fully implement the public-only consultant contract, allowing a small number of consultants on public contracts to provide private maternity care. It's reported that the hospital is making a stand on a matter of principle. Ellen Coyne is political correspondent with the Irish Times and has been reporting extensively on this, and Ellen's on the line. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And now, yesterday we had Dr. Peter Boylan on the show, and he was saying, like, this is unseemly. It should be happening in private. Any meetings between the minister and the board, this should be sorted out quietly rather than this megaphone diplomacy. But that megaphone diplomacy seems to have intensified, if anything.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, certainly since Friday, when the board of the Rotunda Hospital had an extraordinary general meeting to consider the fact that, as I'm sure your listeners were aware, there was a week of some very serious threats being issued on the part of the state. There was discussions about funding for the hospital being withheld or withdrawn. Minister for Health Jennifer Carl McNeill was raising questions about the indemnity insurance that the state covers for the hospital. And she was even suggesting that the Rotunda might owe refunds to women who have paid for private care with a public-only consultant. So when the board met, it basically took the decision to stand by its position. It's trying to face down the government. It sought a meeting with Jennifer Carl McNeill, which is interesting because previously it had kind of been in discussions with the HSE rather than with the department. But in requesting that meeting, it said it wanted the opportunity to basically explain its position, not change its position. So yesterday, the Department of Health responded, the Secretary General responded, not the minister, and effectively said that the minister will not be meeting and will not be agreeing to meet with the board of the Rotunda until it backs down.
Now, there's something quite Trumpian about the minister's response, you know, threatening the indemnity. I mean, if the indemnity for insurance went, the Rotunda would have to shut down. And the vast majority of babies delivered in the Rotunda are delivered by the public service. So this kind of bully boy tactics by the minister instead of conversation seem to me misplaced, arguing over, you know, of all things, pregnant women.
Well, I mean, yes, it is correct that without indemnity insurance, a maternity hospital can't operate. That's the very reason there is no such thing as a private maternity hospital in the country. And the issue is, institutions as a whole are indemnified. So if there's one consultant who's breaking their contract, you can't take the insurance away from them. You have to take it away from the hospital as a whole. Now, all she said was that there was questions over the insurance status. And we know
that's
the state claims agency.
That's a threat. That's not just a comment. That's a threat.
But I suppose the other point I would make, or maybe might be made, is that while there's been a lot happening in public over the last 2 weeks since Professor Daly appeared before the Oireachtas Committee, there were a lot of conversations between Daly and Carl McNeill over the course of the last year. Apparently, there was actually a warning issued this time last year to the government that the Rotunda had adopted a position where it would be doing things differently. And we also found out last week that actually, apparently, the board of the Rotunda made a decision to defy Sláintecare as far back as September 2024. So while I know everything has kind of come out in the open very quickly over the last week in particular, this is something that's actually been, it's been a debate that's been going on as far back as 2023.
Now, there is an element of hypocrisy, as pointed out yesterday. You've got the state insurer, the VHI, providing maternity cover as part of its policies. And yet there is no place to get private maternity cover if the minister had her way, be it in Hollystreet, be it in any of the maternity units around the country, be it in the Rotunda, be it in the Coombe. She would have no maternity care. So what's this with the VHI offering maternity care and obviously increasing the premiums for everyone, men and women alike, in order to provide that care?
Well, yes, and I know that if, I don't know if any of your listeners have tried to, but if people know that they are not planning to have children, you can't remove maternity benefit from your insurance policy. So it all feeds into all of our premiums. It is interesting that, as we reported on Saturday, the VHI has actually declined to process two claims for two babies that were born in the Rotunda under a consultant who was on a public only contract. So
do you think that was under pressure from the minister? Was the minister using the VHI as a tool, a weapon, if you like, in this row?
No, because as far as I understand, it was actually VHI that raised concerns with the Department of Health first rather than the other way around. And while the numbers are small, as far as I know, there's only one consultant obstetrician in the Rotunda who's actually in this position on the contract. Any new consultants who join will automatically have to be on a public only contract. So this is actually something that will become more of an issue over the coming years as more obstetricians retire and as their younger successors start coming through the system.
Now, I suppose the complaint from many women who want to use private insurance for whatever reasons, their own concerns or a point of principle, the fact that they're paying for insurance, the fact that you can do that with every other condition, whether you want a hip or you want a gallbladder removed or whatever it is, you can actually do that privately. You can't do obstetrics privately. So there is there is something that's unseemly about the minister's stance denying pregnant women a service that with your hip you can get without a bother.
Well, the other point to that is the private maternity service at the moment only exists because it can piggyback off the public service. There's a lot of times where the Rotunda, Hollis Street, the Coombe and CUMH are billing insurance companies for care that is effectively public, like a baby in NICU will be treated the exact same if it's a private patient as the baby next to it, but that bill will still be processed. And the questions that are being asked now is, if private service has to rely on and piggyback on public service, are there women in the public waiting rooms and the public wards who are missing out on time with a consultant because that consultant is going to prioritise a section or a delivery from somebody who's paid them €5,000? So that is kind of the issue. Private maternity services wouldn't survive if they were outside of a public health service. So do those of us who are paying our taxes towards the publicly funded maternity hospitals feel okay with the fact that private healthcare is happening there, benefiting from our taxes, but is only available to the minority of the public that can afford it?
Okay, the question is, how does this get resolved? We'll watch this space over the coming days. Ellen Coyne, political correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.